We're going to start recording in 3, 2, 1. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name's Frankie.
And I'm Shira.
And this is FTB colon mini sesh colon part deux. Literally part deux. We just we just did an intro on air and realized we weren't recording. So we redid our intro.
Yeah.
Because that's how we roll.
That's what they say, second time's the charm.
Second time's the charm. We're going to talk about nothing tonight.
Yeah. We, just before this, discussed Brexit. So
Brexit. For those of you who don't know, that's Britain exiting the EU.
Yeah.
Voting today on the referendum. Let me actually see if there's any polls that have come out recently, because I haven't checked that recently.
Oh, true. I think Renan was saying earlier that it was 51-49.
Okay, currently it's at, this is as of 8:30. 2.6% are reporting. 40, this is not going to be a very good.
Yeah.
I guess I can read it. All right, so understand this is not going to be a very good analysis. Only 2.6% are reporting. Currently, 48.6%. are voting to remain a member of the EU, and 51.4% are recommending to leave the EU. So currently, leave is in the cards.
Right. The
Brexit. Get out.
The hypothesis of our friend from earlier was that since there are so many people that are undecided, when these sort of polls where a lot of people are undecided and it's sort of a major political change, usually ends up going that there's no change because people sort of just want to keep the status quo if they're not sure. So I think that might be true. I think that might be what ends up happening.
That they're going to keep the status quo?
Yeah, that they're going to stay.
I've heard like really conflicting polls though. That's the only problem. Like every poll that I've read says like the opposite thing. I don't know. We'll find out, though. I mean, I think we're supposed to know by tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I think we're supposed to know by tomorrow. Because I think polls close. I forget the time, but it's sometime tomorrow. So we'll know then. It's crazy times we live in.
Crazy times.
Crazy times. Am I right?
Also, this article, maybe sketch. We'll see how Frankie feels about discussing this. Is that? What did it say? That it's a story highlight from CNN Politics. It says, basically, it's drawing a similarity between
Trump thing. Yeah, we can talk about that.
Trump voters and Brexit voters. So voters that are voting for Donald Trump in America and voters that are voting for Britain to leave the EU.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, a big reason why Britain wants to leave the EU is because of immigration policy. So essentially, if they remain a part of the EU, they're required to abide by the EU's immigration policy, which I think it's that they're required to let in any other member of the EU. Isn't that what it is?
I'm not sure.
Don't quote me on that, radio, but I'm almost positive that if they remain a member of the EU, it's at least it's very, very easy for another citizen of another EU country to enter Britain.
Right.
Which is not necessarily what a lot of people want. So that's not the only thing, but one of the main concerns.
And definitely one of the similarities.
Yeah, between that and Trump voters.
Yeah. And it says here in the article, sort of like the general anger that comes from the voter bodies and, I don't know, all the support for these movements / candidates is just anger. Which is always a questionable decision or reason to vote for anything.
I'm trying to find, there was a, I don't know if I can find it. I know that there was a lot of issues. So like specifically with this, some polls I was looking at yesterday said that it was almost 50-50. Mm-hmm. But then there was a murder recently. I don't know if it was in the last couple weeks or if it was in the last few days, but there was a murder in which it was a refugee that committed the murder. And apparently that shifted the polls like a lot once it got out that it was a refugee. So it's another like emotionally kind of driven thing.
Right. Fear mongering. I mean, that's sort of a major thing. That's definitely throwback to House of Cards when that when
for that everyone was, out there that's
and that's been watching
we're gonna spoil it. So.
What season are you up to?
I have one episode left in season 3.
Oh, right. Still?
I just haven't watched it.
Okay, do that. Season
I'm doing more
that.
Important things with my life. I'm
radio?
Changing the
public
world.
Radio?
Yeah, like public
oh,
radio.
Oh, no, subsidized radio.
Yeah, subsidized radio. Freeform radio.
Freeform.
Webcast, livecast, podcast.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so, I don't know.
Fear-mongering.
Just, yeah, the idea of fear-mongering, it's something that's usually the representation of politics in the media, but also in real life, just that politics sort of revolve around getting voters revolves around fear mongering, which seems, I mean, that's sort of as old as, I don't know, any government, but not even any government. This is as old as just
popularity.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
If you can get people emotionally invested in something, they'll just follow along with it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that old Simpsons episode with the people were passing it around a lot because it like supposedly like predicted.
Oh, Trump.
But but there was like that one scene where like they just say like nonsense words and everyone claps for them. It's just like we're twirling towards freedom, like that whole thing, just to like rile the crowd up. And then it turns out that they're evil aliens bent on taking over the world.
He when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at politicians today, classic political humor. We're gonna play a song. We were talking about how much I enjoy terrible breakup songs.
Yeah.
Earlier. Yeah. So I'm gonna play a song called "The Mess She Made," which is actually a really good song. The lyrics are a bit childish. Darwin Dees. I don't really know what that name entails, but that's his name, Darwin Dees. The song is called "The Mess She Made."
All right, sounds good.
My best friends are girls. Drink, water while the world whirls around you. Some of my best friends are girls. Come on, I'm sure you're wrong. We will find one that you belong to. And the more I dream, see the mess she made. Pour yours down the drain, and we'll rest away the mess she made. Crashing on my couch again. Rain, drizzle, drizzle while the room spins. Gray blankets forever.
That was The Mess She Made by Darwin Dees. Now, while it is a bit of an aggressive breakup song, I do like it.
It's
a very catchy song. The music video is kind of cool, too. It has his face matching up with, like, images on stuff. So, like, they clip things to the camera that can, like, change how his face looks. They clip, like, a folded in half dollar bill, and he, like, lines his face up with it so it looks like half of his face is George Wash. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I thought it was clever. But, yeah. Apparently, we're going to have Shira's friend call in a little bit.
Yeah,
once Renan comes by the station and tells us how to connect the phone to the board, which will be actually pretty helpful. Once we can open up to callers, we'll be able to really take over the world. Really?
Yeah. Summer sesh, you have no idea.
While we're waiting, let's listen to another song.
Oh, yeah, I'm down. So, the song that I was just thinking of, there were a couple, and I decided to change it. So,
okay.
RJD2. We're going to play.
I like RJD2. Yeah. Wait, is he clean, though? I didn't think most of his stuff is clean.
I think Piece of What is.
Let me double check it, really. Did you check it? I just want to make sure. Piece of What?
I did not check it. Because
I was just listening to an RJD2 song earlier, but I remember swear words. But I may be wrong. Yeah, I got it here. There's a question mark. Yeah, all right, this looks fine. All right, cool. RJ, is this on his most recent album?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, here is Piece of What, the RJD2 featuring Jordan Brown. I was close. I was very close.
You can't.
That was
Piece of What
by RJD2.
We were jamming out in here. That's a fantastic
Shira
song.
Was jamming out in here. Which isn't bad. Yeah. I liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so now we're gonna play some Junior while we figure out how to do the calling situation. Hypothetical, we're gonna play. This is for a fun fact. it used to be another band name called Dale Earnhardt Jr., which was also a fabulous band. They decided to shorten it to Junior.
That makes a lot more sense to me. Saying yeah. Dale Earnhardt Jr. just sounds
it's long, right?
A lot.
But their music continues to be great, even with the new band name.
Yeah, because you know their quality of music hinges on the band name.
Exactly.
Here's a hypothetical by Junior. Hypothetical by JRJR.
Junior.
JRJR. My favorite band.
Big thing. Also known as Kato Earnhardt Junior. Big thanks to Renan, our resident Brexit expert.
Renan came in clutch today.
For helping
us. Do you
want
to talk about Brexit for a little bit? to give you a little reward for for fixing the phones. What do you think about Brexit? You want to grab a mic? What do you want, blue? Yeah. Let's grab him the blue mic.
Brexit.
Sorry. Okay. My lollipops are all over the place.
Does the listeners know this visual situation for me? There are tons of lollipops and stolen mints.
They're not stolen. We went to a restaurant.
Yeah, you went to a restaurant. Are you trying to brag that you can go to? Oh, you went to Pizzadoro?
Yeah, we went to the cheap pizza night.
No, pasta. Cheap pasta night.
Pasta,
cheap
that's what I meant.
It was good.
How expensive was it?
$5.95 for as much pasta as you can eat.
Oh, really? Is it good?
It's all right.
Okay.
We discussed this at dinner. It's worth the not having to make it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's about the same quality that I would make in my room.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you don't have to actually have to make it.
So, Brexit. Well, can you Google if the results are out?
There's 2% of the results out.
Oh, okay.
Which we talked about. Let me see if they changed it. Oh, now there's 3.4. Ooh.
I think they're not going to get out.
I agree.
What does it look like, 3%?
It's 40. So with 3.4% reporting, 49.2% remain, 50.8% leave.
Really? It would be interesting if they do leave. I spoke to Shira about this before. Online, they... it would be interesting what other countries will do if they leave. And if the stability of the EU and, like, what EU means changes. I mean, it's definitely, like... I'm sure they're going to... Like, people are going to reevaluate what EU means and what, you know, EU does, regardless of what the results of this, because, you know, this has been a dramatic event in the history of EU. And if they stay, EU will do different things than before, I think. People's expectations have changed. If they leave, other countries may leave, and that would be interesting. There's an online on quartz.com, QZ.com, they made the list, Google it, potential Brexit names or like Brexit name, exit names for other countries that might leave. And it was things like, for Cyprus, for example, it was Nicosia is one that I remember. Or... Because if you don't know, the dear listeners, the capital of Cyprus is Nicosia or something like that. And then
Nicosia. Get it? That's a joke.
Yeah. Or what was it called?
Good joke.
The Merkel joke was good. Just look for...
I'm trying to find... Oh, possible names for EU exits of all members of the EU.
Yeah. They look at the Germany one. Germany one's cool.
What is it? Berlaut?
No, the third one.
Angelique Merkel. That's great.
Google potential exit names for all members of the EU. It's quite funny.
Brexit, man. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll find out what happens. Oh, Hungary was full. I thought that was quite funny.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
Well, yeah. That's my opinion on the EU. EU is not what you...
What would you have voted?
Well, I think I would have voted remain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I think the benefits of leaving the EU are not clear. In terms of like the people who want to leave the EU don't have really solid provable science reasons to leave. They have reasons like, oh, let us, you know, like they have reasons that are more selfish. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to prove, you know, if for example, and reasons a lot of people give is, you know, why do we have to listen to the laws made by the European Parliament and not by, you know, our own parliament. We want more of a direct democracy within our land. It's our land, you know, we want our rules. Was, you know, one of the points that people have made. That's good. Like, that's a good argument. But, you know, if you made your rules, you know, what kind of an improvement would that make in your lives? And, like, how different would that be? Mm-hmm. And, you know... A lot of proponents of Brexit also think of reasons like, oh, it will improve our economy because we don't have to, you know, negotiate with the European Union.
It cuts off trade, though.
I mean, in the short term, but, you know, a lot of people say, oh, we can negotiate better deals because we're England. Okay. But, you know, like, I feel like that is not a provable claim.
Right.
Like, you can't think
it's not.
To say the least.
Or some other people are saying, you know, it's also unclear what kind of, like, deals they're going to get from other people, like, in the process of leaving.
I feel like it's just going to, like, infringe upon their relationship with other countries in the EU, though, because they're like, to use a high school analogy, it's like if you're in a clique and then you're like, I'm gonna go hang out with the skater kids that are all rebels and don't actually have their own thing, and then you try to go back into your old group and they're like, nah, we don't want you anymore.
Yeah,
like that's, I feel like that's gonna be the general consensus, like, because they're essentially rejecting the whole idea of not only the EU but the other countries in the EU, and they're saying that, like, we don't care, even, like, we don't want even this amount of connection with you, and, like, we don't want it so much that we're all just gonna get out and just completely sever all ties.
Yeah. Also, you know, it also comes down to, like, kind of like race relations, where a lot of the proponents, I think, of Brexit don't want EU immigrants, and, you know, one of the big scare tactics people who want Britain to exit employ towards the, you know, voters is that they say, oh, you know, EU has X many immigrants every year. Can you imagine all of them coming to our powerhouse, Britain? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, you know, we don't want any immigrants. But, like, when you actually look at the numbers of immigrants going into the UK is very low. Mm-hmm. And UK already has... You know, UK already is not a real EU member. You know, they have a lot of asterisks around the UK. UK is in a, you know, power position in the EU because they have their own currency. The rest of the EU doesn't. They're you know, not part of the Schengen area, so you don't have to, like, people can't go into the EU because they have a EU visa, for example. Mm. If you're Turkish, you need a separate visa.
Renan is Turkish, by the way.
I am Turkish. if you're Turkish, you need a separate visa to go into UK, for example.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. And
they're not part of the whole EU deal. Hmm. Even though people who are citizens of the EU can move to UK, it's the rules for visitors are different. Mm. So they have a lot of, like, special rules around these things. And by giving that up, they're giving up not only the benefits, but only, you know, these little things that comes with, you know, being England in the EU. Mm. So you never know what's going to happen, but I think they're going to remain. Because the reason I'm saying is before the vote was conducted, the polls said 50-50, and there was a 10%, you know, I'm not sure kind of thing. And the point that I made to Shira earlier was, I said, oh, you know, it's 50-50, too close to call, it's probably going to be Remain, because people are not going to leave the status quo.
Right.
It's
convinced me.
That was my point. But, you know, again, you never know. It'd be interesting if they left.
I just looked up on the Telegraph's website, and they compiled a bunch of polls, and apparently, according to them, it's most likely that they're going to leave.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, currently they're predicting 44.3% leave, and 45.7% remain, and then the rest is, like, undecided.
It's an interesting vote, because it's an interesting referendum that has never been done. Like, it has, you know, 41 years ago, I think, they voted to join the EU now. Well, it's interesting. It tells a lot about the global politics, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was this global idea, you know, with the UN, and, you know, EU was more of a solid version of the, you know, more of a, you know, the UN dream that everybody lives together very, you know, peacefully, you know, voting on their whatever. And then UN didn't work that much because it wasn't binding, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, decisions made in the UN is just, like, you know, advice, basically. But, you know, EU came and had its own problems, but then, you know, kind of worked for a while. And then with Greece and, you know, their economic crises, there were these problems. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through this and it's just funny. They have a bunch of like reactions from people. It just says, there's one part where it's like glum faces for Remain campaigners. It's just like the Remain campaigners in West Oxfordshire are starting to look very glum as they pick up news from other parts of the country. And then it shows a photo of a sad man carrying boxes. It's just like, oh, all right.
That's funny. Well, this is going to be interesting again. I'm glad that I don't live in the UK, because I would be spending so much time watching the news and keeping track of what's happening, but I don't. So I can, you know, I can sleep well tonight because the results won't affect me directly in the short term.
That's true. It's kind of like, even though it's something so large, it's more like a sports game to me.
It is.
Like, it's kind of like, oh, maybe the Yankees will win. Like, yeah. I hope they do,
yeah, but
like,
but I don't care.
It doesn't actually affect me in any. I mean, it probably will affect the future of international politics, but like a lot, not probably it will. But unless I go directly into international politics, it won't directly affect my life. So.
Well, I think the most direct effect it can have is
if I want to immigrate.
If your professor makes a you know spot,
I want to study abroad in London. I just didn't even think about that.
That's not going to change anything.
Okay, I didn't think it would.
It's not going to change. Like, if they exit, this it's going to start. Okay, if they choose exit, one. That's a recommendation to the parliament, which they will vote later on.
Right.
Two, because they might vote to remain, and like it would be like a bummer. But you know, this is not a binding referendum.
I kind of hope they leave, not because I want them to leave, just because I want to see the aftermath of them leaving.
Yeah.
Like it's less like I would vote remain, but I just think it'd be really interesting to see what would happen if they leave. I'm voting for that in my mind.
Yeah, and then like it's gonna start the process, and then the process is gonna take a while, and
right,
you know,
good stuff.
New agreements need to be drawn. That's gonna take a long time. 4%.
5% reporting right now, 48.9% remain, 51.1% leave.
It would be funny if it was 49-51.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost that. Right now, it's just over 1 million votes are in.
Oh, my friend's about to call in.
Oh, okay. Oh. So now we're going to shift. Does he want to talk about movies? Is that what he's talking about?
He likes movies, so I thought that would be a good
idea. Yeah, I'll talk about movies.
But we can continue to talk about Brexit. Or I can start with a question.
Oh, he's
that
calling.
I come up with.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna put him like right on the air. Is that cool? Does he know?
Yeah.
All right, connect. On. Hey, buddy, you're like on the air right now. I'm Frankie. Oh,
cool. Put your headphones on.
Oh, I gotta put my headphones on. One sec, I can't hear you. Are you talking?
I said hi, Frankie.
Oh yeah, what's up, man? All right, cool.
Hi, Shira.
Hi, Logan.
Wait, what's your name, dude?
Logan,
nice to meet you, man.
This is Logan. Nice for all our viewers at home, we went to high school together, and he's in California working this summer.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm working for a small production company called Cold Iron Pictures as a film intern.
Dude, I am working for Lou Rita Productions as a film intern. So that's pretty cool. What kind of productions do they do?
Well, they've got a movie coming out today, actually, called Swiss Army Man.
No way! No way! I'm so excited for that movie. Have you seen it?
No, but I got to read the script.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. Oh, yeah, I just work on documentaries. It's fun, but, like, not Daniel Radcliffe as a corpse on an island fun.
So, Logan... Yeah, And for viewers at home, we also have Renan here with us, who is our resident.
They heard him talk about Brexit.
He wasn't listening.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Logan.
Hi.
Resident Brexit expert.
Yeah, crazy. So when will that all be decided?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, so...
Do you want to talk about Brexit?
Because we haven't done enough yet.
It's really complicated. I'd rather talk about movies. I would much rather talk about movies. So tell me, what do you think Swiss Army Man's going to be like? Give me your Rotten Tomatoes estimate right now.
Oh, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say.
Oh, okay.
But I really very much enjoyed the script. It was interesting.
How long was the script?
I think it was like 111 pages.
That's short.
Is it short?
I think it's kind of short. I saw the Harry Potter script on the Internet Movie Scripts database, and
how long was that one?
It was like long.
How long?
I contemplated printing it, and I was like, nope.
Oh, okay. So
is
it's probably
too long for Lafayette printers for free?
Well, you know, you never know about that, because I see people printing like entire like series of books.
Oh my god, true though.
Yeah, I hate that.
So wait, Logan, what are you specifically doing? Like, what is your, so you why did you read the script? Like, what was the purpose of that?
Well, so they have us do a lot of script coverage. So like when people send them scripts, they send their scripts to their team of interns, and then the interns read them and write coverage, and then describe whether or not they recommend the movie be considered.
Oh, so did you recommend Swiss Army Man?
No. So Swiss Army Man obviously is already made. So it was just something that they thought would be interesting for us in our downtime. So they put together a little collection, and so we got to read Swiss Army Man and look over budgets and prop lists and things like that in the downtime when we weren't doing coverage or other errands.
That's really cool. So wait, okay, I don't know if you can talk about this. I was going to ask, if you can't, that's fine. What scripts have you read that you are really excited about? Or just generalities. You don't need to be very specific.
Right. So I'll say that it's interesting, because in my experience, a lot of the coverage that we've been doing has been on pretty uninteresting scripts. Bad, one might say.
With
formatting issues and spelling errors. I mean, I guess you have to assume if a production company receives massive amounts of scripts and only decides to produce like two or three of them a year, then a large majority of them are not going to make the cut. So that's a lot of what I've been
reading. Just rejecting scripts left and right.
More or less. Yeah.
How many scripts do you read on average, like per week?
Well, they're pretty casual about it. They say, oh, you know, take your time, you know, you can do this in, you know, 2-3 days, but I don't know. I get, like, I do maybe 2 scripts a day. Yeah, okay. So a decent number. And it's interesting, you start forming, like, pretty strong opinions about these bad scripts that you're reading. And I think I've come to a pretty solid conclusion that one of the things that I hate the most to see in a script is when the author writes that everyone in a group, there's some sort of group, and everyone in the group has the exact same dynamic at the same time, and like they're all happy at the same time, or like, you know, and then the group, everyone says yay, and then they jump in the air or something. Like, that's not at all how
High School Musical
dynamic.
Style.
Right. Like, have you ever been in a group of people where everyone has been, yes, they're all feeling overwhelmingly excited about
all the time, every minute of every day. Life's a party.
Oh,
God. Yeah. So that's one trope that I've picked up, and it's surprising. Like, you see it multiple times across
different
scripts.
That's not something that I would call out as being like a common thing. That's really funny. So any prospective scriptwriters out there, don't make all your characters happy at the same time. You can have, if there's a group of four, you can make 3 happy, but the last one has to be really sad. Otherwise, your script will get rejected by Logan.
Logan, do you have any tips on like keeping track of characters? Like, have you had any situation where the movie had too many characters at the same time?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting question, right? Because it's all on paper, so you have to like imagine them all in your head. So I mean, I definitely have times where I have to like stop and then scroll back up and see like, oh, who is this person again? But in general, I don't think it's that bad. I think it's interesting. There is one script I read where the author had this really interesting technique where they put like a little, what was it, epithets or like the term where they like put like little descriptions in parentheses after the character's name. So like,
oh, the redheaded script, one.
Right, exactly. Except it was more about their like psyche. So it's like introduction of Sally, comma, suave enough to hide her crippling insecurity behind sarcasm, and then it would like move on with the rest of the script. So I thought that was an interesting technique, and he just did that with all the characters that he introduced.
Huh. That's cool.
I like that.
That's interesting. Yeah. Are you interested in writing, Logan?
I am. I'm interested in the fields of writing and editing. Writing, I've been told, doesn't make that much money, so I'm looking at editing. But yeah, I do have an interest in writing as well.
Huh. Has this changed your opinion on whether or not you want to write at all?
I mean, it does make you wonder, because here I am sitting thinking, well, you know, I'm getting all these scripts, and, you know, at least I know that I don't have, you know, spelling errors in my scripts, or maybe I do and I like black out and smash my hand on the keyboard. But I'm thinking like, oh, I assume I have proper formatting, and I assume I have proper spelling, and it just makes you think that if these are the quality of scripts that are getting submitted to the production company, then like, what's the level of entry here, and you know, where do you go from there?
So Caroline's outside, so I'm gonna go let her in and she can come in. But Caroline, who also went to the high school that we all went to, but we can talk about
really, you know Caroline? Yeah. Too, Logan, that's fun.
Yeah, she was a clarinet buddy.
Oh really?
Oh,
it's a good time.
Yeah, so I'll let her in, but maybe while I'm gone you can talk about your LA experience, or what's it like being there for the summer, where which is something sort of new to you.
It's been great. There was a series of days here where it felt like the world was on fire. Like, it was so unbearably hot.
Was this your first time in the LA area?
No, I've got cousins out here. I'm subletting an apartment with one of my California cousins who also has an internship in LA.
Okay. Before you continue, this is a big question. Have you tried In-N-Out? Yeah.
What
is your opinion of In-N-Out?
Right, like that's the great debate between, you know, Five Guys on the East Coast and In-N-Out on the West Coast, and everyone like gets their pitchforks and fights.
Well, make a verdict, man. This is your time.
So personally, I think I'm gonna have to come down on Five Guys with this one. I don't know, the In-N-Out burger, it's like the slice of meat is thinner, and their fries, you know, they do the interesting animal style thing where they throw on onions and sauce and mushrooms, and that's cool, but their fries are just like not crispy, like they're kind of soft French fries, and Five Guys, like you got your crisp fries and your burgers fairly substantial, so
that's interesting.
I go with Five Guys.
I go with In-N-Out personally, but I've only eaten it like twice. So
yeah, I've been there once too.
I mean, they do have like the milkshakes thing, which, you know, that's a definite plus in their category.
Does it ever compare to Cheeburger?
Oh, let's never talk about Cheeburger.
Also, welcome to Caroline.
Hi, Logan.
Hi, Caroline.
How's it going?
Not bad. How about you?
I heard you were clarinet buddies.
We were clarinet buddies.
It's
it
cute.
Was for a long time. If you go way back.
Yeah.
Tell us some embarrassing stories about Caroline, Logan.
Yeah. Are there any?
If there's not, then she can do it for you. So.
Yeah, I pass.
Okay, Caroline, go for it.
I can't think of any.
Oh my goodness, you guys are lame.
So yeah. can one of you describe what Logan looks like on the radio? This is how I'm imagining.
Okay, let's do this and then they'll describe.
Okay, this is how I'm imagining. So I have two options. I'm going to go with the more likely one. Brown hair, okay? Kind of long, not really long.
So far this is matching up with mine.
Elongated face.
Yeah.
Okay. So like
I'm thinking like
he's also like 6 feet tall. like 6'1", six yeah. feet tall, elongated face, kind of skinny-ish.
Yes.
And
this is
wow,
okay.
and what else? No glasses.
Oh, that's
I was thinking, I was going to say, I was thinking glasses.
Really?
And now he has these trendy, like, oh, hip glasses. They're big and everything, yeah. I think that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
I'm going to say something about yourself. I hope that's okay, Logan. He would also describe himself as way passing, but he's half Taiwanese.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
actually my hair is not long, and in fact it's actually pretty short right now, and it's sort of like up-ish.
Yeah, it's up-ish, that's why it's long though. It's not like bald. I mean, it's up-ish, but
yeah.
Did you get a haircut in LA?
What are we talking about?
No, the reason I said that was when I go to a new area and need a haircut, that's always a stressful issue.
Okay, or not.
Because I'm like, where am I going to get a haircut now? This is totally unfamiliar area.
I 100% relate, and that's actually why I got a haircut right before coming here, so I'd give myself like a window where I'd be able to figure out the haircut situation.
Yes, you'd be stress-free as a result. Entirely stress-free.
It's a big stress thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a little update on Brexit. 10.2% is currently reporting.
That's fast.
Fast. Currently, 47.3% are voting Remain. 52.7% are voting Leave.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so we're gonna see what happens with that.
Is it time for a PSA?
Yes, it is. Logan, I'm going to have you do commentary on our PSA. We're gonna read one line. You're gonna tell us what you think.
All right, let me go get
okay.
it.
Okay.
Do you know what a PSA is, Logan?
No, I don't know what that is.
Good. Good. What? It's the blue folder.
It should be up. It's at the same level as everyone else.
Grab the blue folder. What do you need? What do you need, Caroline?
Headphones.
Oh, okay. I'll solve your headphone volume while this PSA situation is happening.
I'm consistently a fan of the Smokey the Bear PSAs, because it's now this running commentary on how there's this one PSA in which Smokey the Bear, no, just kidding, Joanna Cassidy turns into Smokey the Bear and he says, would you have listened if you knew it was me? Anyway, it's a double commentary on sexism and
let's not discuss that for a third time.
Just keep bringing that up.
Okay, let's see. This is one I care about. Okay. Did you know don't laugh at me. Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters? However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27% to 29% in the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10%.
This is not a funny PSA. Like, this is not something that we can make fun of.
This is where Will pronounced euthanasia wrong.
How did he pronounce euthanasia?
Enthusiasm.
Oh, God.
He put them down with enthusiasm.
Oh, God. Enthusiasm is down 10%. Oh, how sad. Okay, so euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing... Oh, that's weird. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I care about puppy mills, so...
It's what?
Important. I care about puppy mills.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not, yeah.
I think Logan also has
a pet.
Do
you still have the Facebook page?
I do. I have this Facebook page with 50,000 likes.
Oh, my goodness, what's it called?
Stop Puppy Mills.
Wait, I remember that.
You remember that?
I remember that.
I'm going to find it.
How many years ago?
I haven't updated in a while. I still sometimes respond to incoming
with
messages.
With 50,000 likes?
Yeah, I had 50,000 when I was last actually.
Is it just Stop Puppy Mills?
It's just Stop Puppy Mills. It's going to be the first one to come up, for sure.
It just did not. Is this it?
No.
It says 10,000.
What's a puppy mill?
Good question. So, first to answer Logan's question, I made it in sixth grade, I think. But a puppy mill is sort of this...
Like a production area?
Exactly. It's continual production of just animal breeding. And They're in really horrible conditions, and they're just forced to continually breed basically until death, and then all these puppies are sold to pet shops when, I don't know, just continuing that cycle of sort of animal enslavement. Yeah,
I remember that.
Logan, do you have a pet?
Yeah, I've got a dog.
Oh, you have a dog. Is the dog a golden retriever?
Oh my god.
Golden doodle.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow, Renan, just killing it.
Mm. Yeah, just going
not
with
the
it.
Dogs, though.
Oh, no. We're not killing
kill
the dogs.
Any golden doodles today.
No.
This is boring me.
Okay.
So sorry.
Oh, Swiss Army Man is currently at 63% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I've never heard of that.
That's the movie that that Logan's company made.
Oh,
it has
wow.
Daniel Radcliffe and Paul Dano.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
I guess 63% isn't like the worst.
It's not rotten.
Right. It's definitely a unique movie that
it looks
is,
like it.
Yeah.
It looks
like right. Are you familiar? Is everyone familiar with the plot?
No.
I am. You can describe it though. You probably know more than I do.
Yeah. I'll say the premise, which is that Paul Dano plays a man stranded on an island somewhere. He's on the point of suicide. He's about to kill himself when he sees a body wash up on the beach. The body is Daniel Radcliffe. He climbs down and he goes over to the body and he realizes it's just a dead body until it farts. And that makes him realize that this dead body is special and that it gradually comes to life over the course of the movie, aiding in his survival endeavors and teaches him how to be a better human being.
It sounds more ridiculous when I hear the premise out loud. The trailer actually looks really good, though. Good from what I saw, even though that description may not entice the people in the room.
The viewers. All the viewers at home. Feel free to tweet us. And
I just told the GA crew, so.
Oh, yeah.
we're gonna cut to a song, because we've been talking for a while. Logan, do you have a song that does not have any swear words that you would like for us to play on the radio?
Or any parting words?
Yeah, any parting words?
I was just listening to Major Tom.
Yes. I am a huge David Bowie fan, so I'm very, very happy that you decided.
Did you guys play last week with the David Bowie cover?
Yeah, Space Oddity by the
Flaming
Lips.
Oh, that was good.
Lips.
Yeah.
It's Space Odyssey, right?
Well, there's a song called Major Tom too.
Oh no, but that's not by David Bowie. Oh, are we talking about the?
I know
the
what I meant.
Oh, you want you want Major Tom?
By Peter.
I'm trying to remember his name because I know the song you're talking about. Peter Schilling. That's who it is.
Peter Schilling.
Yeah. That's a great song too. It's on Spotify. All right. Any parting words before
we cut you out?
You're 15. Whoa. Your 15 minutes of fame, Logan. They're over.
Watch movies.
Oh, God.
Everyone go see Swiss Army Man out in theaters now.
Yeah.
Right, it was good talking to you, Logan.
Yeah. Nice to meet you,
bye,
man.
Bye, Logan.
Yeah. Nice meeting you, too.
All right. Farewell.
Bye.
Jeder weiß genau, was von ihm abhängt. Jeder ist im Stress.
Tesla perfekt. Schon seit Stunden wissenschaftliche Experimente, doch was nützen die? Am Ende denkt sich Major Tom. Im Kontrollzentrum, da wird man panisch. Der Kurs der Kapsel, der stimmt ja gar nicht. Hallo Major Tom, können Sie hören? Wollen Sie das Projekt denn so zerstören? Doch er kann nicht hören. Er schwebt weiter.
That was Major Tom by Peter Schilling in German for some reason. So we have another Frankie. Person on the radio. Yo, is that you, Seth?
How's it going, Frankie?
It's pretty great. I heard you wanted to call in.
I did.
Did you have something that you wanted to share with the listening public?
I just wanted to tell you, like, how my summer's going.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. How's your summer going, dude?
It's going great. Thanks for asking.
Is that it?
No. Right now I'm just hanging out with friends, kicking back, making dinner.
Are you a Lafayette for this?
He's a Lafayette. Okay.
Yeah. I am a Lafayette student, yeah.
Where are you staying and what are you doing?
I'm staying in Fishers.
With Francis?
He lives with Jordan.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jordan Valance. He's in the next room. Shout out to Liza Welch as well. She's cooking dinner.
Oh, sup, Liza. Is that where I'm going after this? Is that where I'm supposed to go?
I can only hope, Frankie.
Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear this.
Seth, you're funny.
So how's everyone else doing on the radio station? I'm just listening into that interview with Logan. Seemed pretty academic to me.
We're academics here, but
that's
why we're here.
We're pretty intense
here
with our academia.
Yeah,
that's all we do.
Any aspiring filmmakers themselves in the studio?
I'm interested in that. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Thanks, man.
But favorite director?
Tie between Wes Anderson and Spike Jones.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Seth, what's your major?
What's my major?
Uh-huh.
I'm a proud mechanical engineer.
Oh,
he's one of those.
I'm
which means he's super cool.
I am
I'm a lover of all the mathematics and all the sciences, except biology. Not a big fan, but any bio majors, apologies.
Renan, wait, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Renan, you're going to be happy to hear this. 14.9% reporting, 51 say remain.
Yeah, buddy.
There you go.
49 say leave.
Yeah. Seth, do you know what we're talking about?
I have no idea. I'd love to know that.
Brexit. Yeah, Brexit. So the UK is voting currently whether or not they want to leave the EU.
Brit. Oh, I saw that on Snapchat.
Yeah. The way that we consume our media today.
Are there other...
I'm well informed. I do go on Snapchat.
you watch the Snapchat stories? Do you watch the... I get all the Cosmo ones recommended, like all the sex tips. And I'm like, thanks, Cosmo.
Thanks.
Do you get those?
I don't
Let's take a pause.
But, you know, on occasion when I'm feeling it. So what's the current vote at?
The current vote with about 15% reporting, 51% say remain in the EU, and 49 say leave.
Okay. I really have no way of weighing in on this subject. It's an intelligent matter, so I'm just going to choose not to.
Thanks.
That's
the way
to be. I'm not British. I'm not European. I don't stay up to date with the media other than Snapchat, so I really feel like I should not speak on this.
Are there other news outlets other than Snapchat?
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah.
Shira, did you know anything before you got a Snapchat?
I didn't, I mean, sometimes, you know, you can go on Instagram and there's some funny memes that people are talking about, but, like, other than that, like, what... Like, why would you check any other media?
Yeah, like, Seth is your average American. There you go.
Yeah, as the average American, give us your opinion on the current presidential election.
Oh. Yeah, buddy.
Wow. First of all, let me just say what a privilege it is to be the average American, because America is the greatest country.
Oh, so it's currently the greatest country. It's currently great. That's what you're saying?
Oh,
and
America's
so,
currently
so
great.
Going along with that,
Lafayette is currently fun.
Yeah. Right? It's hard to say make America great again because it is great, so great already. What do I feel about the current presidential election? I think we'll
do you
be
know
much
who
better
the,
off.
The candidates are?
Do they have that
well,
on Snapchat?
I'm very aware that Kanye West is running the next election.
Yeah, Kanye West 2020. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that I'm just going to wait to vote until the next time around, because we all know Jesus is
coming to save us.
The clear savior for our nation. Not that we need saving, you know, but he could help a little bit.
America's so that's, just great all the
that's,
time.
That's,
all the time. No problems.
That's Seth's way of saying he's not 18 yet.
let me just say Watch the Throne was one of the most fire albums.
It's a GOAT album.
Ever.
It's a
we
GOAT
can't
album.
We can play a song from that after
we
this.
Literally can't.
Is there any
we literally like, can play no songs.
Okay, I was just going to say I'll leave you with a song request from them. But
you can leave us with a song request, but make sure it's not from Watch the Throne. Because
So do you want me to... All right. Do you want to hear... Let me go on a little bit of a rant. I don't know how many listeners you have right now.
We have all of them.
I'm about to convince them who the greatest artist is of all time.
Kanye West?
I'm sure Jordan is going to be dying in the next room. I can't really watch that.
Or is it Wiz Khalifa?
His name is Kygo, if you haven't heard of him.
Oh,
follow this guy for years. He is my absolute favorite. He just released his first album. He was the originator of the tropical house genre. He has since moved from that to some of the... working with the greatest vocalists of all time. My personal favorite is a collaboration with Matt Corby. It's called Sirius. I can really only hope that you'll allow our listeners to hear the beauty.
That'll give them the privilege of experiencing this.
Please do.
Which song?
However you can find it, it's called Sirius by Kygo featuring Matt Corby.
I think I know Matt Corby. Isn't Matt Corby the guy who has like very slow songs that is not of Kygo's genre?
Yeah, it's very... Let me just tell you, for any listeners out there, when the song does play, I would like you to just close your eyes and lay down, you know, on whatever piece of furniture might be near you. If there's no furniture, you can just lay down the grass.
So for listeners in the car, don't listen to Seth.
A lot of listeners listen in the car, so you're suggesting they pull their car over to the side of the road?
I would suggest not only pulling your car over, I would suggest turning it off, opening all the windows, especially the sunroof, and just gazing at the stars right now while you're listening.
And pretend that Seth is right there with you. Listening to Tropical House.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Thank you for calling in, Seth.
Thank you. Make America great again. Have a great night. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Bye, man.
So serious, letting the money take control of the love that we should know. The music's mysterious, bringing together you and me, taking in that frequency. Yeah.
That was Stay. Oh, I played the wrong song. Oh, no, I didn't. I played Serious. I was scared for a second. I forgot that Spotify keeps playing. It switched to another song. I was like, oh, no. That was Serious by Kygo.
We did actually lay on the ground.
We did. I sure did it for like 30 seconds. Yeah. I did it for like a minute. It was fine. This is a decent show.
That was, yeah, this was a good show. I'm happy with the show.
Thank you.
Don't
for
improv the show.
No, well, next time.
It was good.
Next time. Hey, Caroline.
Caroline,
Caroline, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oh, hey, Caroline.
Oh, my God.
No, we're not going to do that. If you listen to our old show, you'll understand that joke.
You're not a real fan.
Multi-layered jokes here. Anyway, have a good night. I'm going to go hang out with Seth. Yeah. Talk to you guys soon.
Gonna go code.
You actually?
Probably. Have a good night, friends.
CS majors. Yeah. Bye.
The worst, right?